Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We got a great response and enjoyed tremendous meeting Colin O'Donoghue, who is a young actor and is the man who plays the part of Captain Hook in the TV show that I've been slightly harping on about it a bit, I'll be honest with you, called Once Upon a Time, which is on Netflix. And in fact, I was watching it again last night, myself and little one, and it was... And who came back in the middle of it all? Jamie Dornan in a flashback, because he's in it. And Victoria Smurfit's in it, Sarah Bulger's in it, and as I say, Colin O'Donoghue's in it. But we got a nice feedback from other people who like this programme, like you, Kathy. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
When did you start watching Once Upon a Time?
September 2014, so I'm a little behind because I know we're in season four, but I've caught up.
Oh, you are. Listen, I haven't even caught. I'm only coming to the end of season
addicted.
Two. Okay. And
okay.
How did you hear about
it? Well, I'm a big Disney fan, and I was in the US, and I happened to see it while I was over there, and then I decided that I would come back to Ireland and just watch it, watch series one, and became addicted. So every morning on the way into work, I watch it on the iPad, and the same coming home. And I'm so engrossed that sometimes I actually miss my bus stop.
Oh, brilliant. So you're on the bus watching it, heading around.
I'm watching it, exactly. They keep me company every morning and every evening, travelling in and out of work.
Who do you love?
Well, I do like Prince Charming, but obviously I'm a big fan of Colin O'Donoghue as well. And Victoria Smurfit is amazing.
I haven't got to her yet, but I know she's Cruella
right.
DeVille. Yeah,
she is. She's absolutely unbelievable. The performances that she gives are fab. It's something to look forward to. And she was at an event that I was at last weekend, and is a great ambassador as well for Ireland.
What event?
I was over in Paris. As you know, you're probably a oncer. It turns out anybody who watches Once Upon a Time, we're called
oncer. Oh, this is the Trekkie of the Once Upon a Time. Okay, you're a oncer. I didn't know
that. We're a oncer.
Okay, well, I'm one of those.
I only found this out myself, so I'm a oncer. And there was a lovely event in Paris. It's a bit like Comic-Con that they have in the States.
Yeah.
I've never been to anything like that before. But I sort of said, I make a list every new year of fun things I'm going to do throughout the year. And this convention was coming up, and I thought, Paris, Once Upon a Time, be silly not to go. So I was in Paris last weekend, and we had about 10 actors from the show. So Jennifer Morrison, who plays Emma Swan, was there.
Oh.
Lana Parrella, who's Regina of Evil Queen.
Brilliant.
She's a huge sort of draw. Everybody loves her.
Yeah, she's gorgeous, yeah.
She's very funny. She's a gamey.
Is she?
She's gamey in real life. She's a divil. You wouldn't know what she
gets. Wow, that's great.
In a good way.
Yeah, good.
In a good way.
Yeah.
And then Megan, who plays Little Red Riding Hood. And then we had the Frozen cast, which you won't have come across.
No.
Season four. So that's something to look forward to. And then Victoria Smurfit obviously was there as well. So it was a great weekend.
And was
questions
it
a, and answers.
And it was a Once Upon a Time convention, was it?
Yeah. A bit like a Star Trek convention, but only Once Upon a Time. There was questions and answers. There was meets and greets, so you could have photographs taken, autographs. You know, it was a great opportunity. It was great fun, and definitely, I'll let you know when 2016 is on. You might join me on the plane to Paris.
Do you know what? I wouldn't be a million miles away for off that idea. Who did you go with?
She went by myself. My husband was like, no way, I'm not getting involved in any of that. So I'm quite independent. So I jumped on the plane by myself. Loads of people came in from America, Kuwait, Germany. You know, there was 1,000 different guests. And, you know, everybody's very friendly. Everybody's very enthusiastic. Obviously, you get the usual. There's always a few people who are totally crazy, but in general, everybody was lovely and friendly. So I had a great time.
And did you meet Colin over there? Colin O'Donoghue.
I did. Yes, my friends are calling me Smiley and Smitten in Paris these days because a photo. I had a photo taken with him and an autograph, and I put it up on Facebook. And one of my friends, Deirdre, who might be listening, she's in Cork, just said, yeah, you're Smiley and Smitten in Paris for the rest of the week.
That's brilliant.
So,
I'm impressed that you went on your own to a fairy tale convention, essentially, to meet someone. I mean, that's quite an odd thing to do, but I like you all the more for it.
Yeah. Wow. I like you that know, you did that. You have to seize the day and, you know, go to whatever you want to do. You know?
So when we posted the photo of myself and Colin on our Facebook page, I was curious to read some of the people who posted comments about the picture or the interview. And a lot of them had, say, pictures of a Disney princess that they like or something fairy tale. So, and you said that you were at Disney. Are you just like, what are you, a fairy tale head? Or, you know, do you wish you were born into?
Yes.
What is that?
I've got the red hair, so I'm probably
Ariel.
Like Princess Ariel if I was to be a princess. I had a Disney princess wedding when I got married.
Come on. What the hell is that?
No, I swear to God.
What is that?
I did. I wore a pink. Well, addiction, I would say, is what it is, probably. But I could be into worse.
No, how did you? No, tell me about the wedding. How did it transpire as a theme?
Well, it's just because I'm a huge Disney fan. You know, I decided rather than having boring table numbers, I would call each table a movie or a film. So the older folk were sitting at the table, say for Snow White or some of the older Disney movies, or if there was people who were incredible, they were at the Incredibles table or the Beauty and the Beast table. We didn't call it Beauty
good luck
and the
with
Beast.
That. I know which one I'm on there. Yeah, go on.
We just called it the Beauty table. Yeah. But what I did was I had nice balloons so that if anybody got really drunk, all they had to do was remember what balloon they were sitting beside and they got back to their table. So it worked out really well.
And did your dress, was there any other elements of the wedding that was themed?
I had a pink wedding dress.
Yeah.
And my friend, who's an amazing artist, she did a caricature of myself and John.
Yeah.
And I was coming down the castle and I lost my little glass slipper on the and that was the wedding photo or the invitation. So people were excited. They didn't know what to expect, but everybody had a great time, you know. So
what a different take for a wedding. I mean, what just fun.
You'd never forget it, that's for sure.
That is for sure. And what's your favourite Disney film then, or your favourite of all of that?
Well, I'm a little addicted to Frozen, it has to be said. And at the weekend, they did a Frozen, it was kind of Frozen themed because there was three characters from Frozen, the show from Frozen. So we all sang Let It Go, I think about 15 times a day.
Oh, good God, I've just got, you're turning me off it now.
No. And the finale was we had to sing it to all the actors. And obviously Colin had sung for us over the event because he's a great musician as well. So he had got a guitar there. And then at the end of us, all the sort of delegates or the participants sang Let It Go. And it was good fun. I know people go, oh, God, Let It Go is too much. But it ended up being great, great fun. And for the actors, they said that that was the highlight of the event for them, you know. So
we'll have to get it. We'll have to get a once Dublin convention, given there's so many Irish in it. They'd love that.
Definitely, I can help you with that. So I'd be well up for that. We'll get Sarah Bulger and Sarah. Victoria. Victoria, you should get her on the show.
Definitely.
She is hilarious.
And Jamie Dornan, and then throw him into the mix just for boldness.
If you could, that would be great.
Yeah, it's weird seeing him as the sheriff, but of course he ends up with Regina, who's a little bit now on the dark/bold side herself. Xander from Buffy the Vampire Slayer is in Dublin Comic Con this year. Can't wait, says the text. I never watched that now. But anyway, I adore Once Upon a Time. I've totally binged watched it since yesterday's interview with Colin. And delighted to hear Ryan spreading the word about Once Upon a Time. Niece over from US at Easter told us about it. Family of 5, 14 and 13-year-old girls and 10-year-old boy all love it. Since Easter, we've watched first three seasons. Can't wait to dive into the fourth. Great having so many Irish in the cast. And another says, Kathy's wedding sounds amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Well, listen, thank you for that. I enjoyed that chat.
No problem. Well, Ryan, I'm going to be a bit cheeky. If Colin comes over to do the anything around the new movie, The Dust Storm, can I be cheeky and ask if you contact me? Because I'd love to be in the show on the Late Late or whatever. Just to say hi. That would be great.
Dreams can come true and you shall go to the show.
Make a wish. And
I will. Listen, have a great weekend, Kathy.
Have a magical day, as they say in Disney.
Oh, Lord. Bye. Bye.